News in brief at Press TV, at least one civilian has been killed and nearly two dozen others injured in a car bomb attack in the Syrian city of Homs. The blast occurred in the Wadi al-Dahab neighborhood. It was the second car bombing in the area this month. The U.S. Defense Department says the first group of its military advisors has arrived in Baghdad to assist the Iraqi government in its operations against the ISIL insurgents. A Pentagon spokesman says another 50 advisors will be deployed for the purely non-combat mission in the next few days. Israeli warplanes have once again pounded the besieged Gaza Strip. No injuries were reported from the airstrikes, which Israel says were in response to rockets fired from Gaza. Israeli military has recently conducted dozens of strikes on the coastal enclave after three Israeli settlers allegedly went missing. Five young Shia Muslims in Saudi Arabia have been given 3 to 6 year jail terms for what officials call insulting the country's national flag. They are accused of removing the Saudi flag from a school building and replacing it with a flag bearing the Kingdom of Khatif of tomorrow. The people of Indian-controlled Kashmir have held a shutdown over the killing of a civilian by security forces. The action was called by leaders of the separatist Hurriyat conference a day after police used lethal force against demonstrators, killing one activist and injuring four others. Meanwhile, thousands of homeless Brazilians have rallied in the city of Sao Paulo to demand laws legalizing their land occupations. The homeless workers' movement occupied the streets in front of the city council and said they would not budge until local lawmakers meet their demands. And in Paris, hundreds of French activists have staged a demonstration against a court ruling in a euthanasia case. Euthanasia is not legal in France, but on Tuesday, France's highest court ruled that doctors can stop feeding a man left in a vegetative state after a car accident in 2008.